You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2-week spoilers running from Monday, April 22nd, all the way to Friday, May 3rd, which takes us into the first full week of May sweeps, where everything is kicking into high gear because it's so important that they get those ratings to earn the higher ad rates. That's what keeps them on the air for us all to keep watching. So it is a very big deal, and that's why sweeps is always so exciting. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe, and now let's just dive right into these 2-week spoilers. Monday, April 22nd. We've got Victor and Jack getting a big clue about Harrison Abbott's kidnapping because they have found the driver of the, I think it was a floral delivery truck, if I remember, catering truck, something, but I feel like it was flowers. And the truck was parked out back. That's the truck where Jordan loaded Claire and Harrison in after she drugged and kidnapped them, but she wasn't driving it. They find the driver that she paid off, and Victor's offering the guy $100,000 and basically get out of jail free card if he rats out Jordan. I'm guessing he is going to sing like a canary. Chance Chancellor tries to get them to not do this because he says if they taint this whole process, it's not going to be able to, you know, hold up in court. They don't care. They just want Harrison and Claire back. Kyle insists again Claire is a victim, just like Harrison, not the perpetrator. And Summer freaks out, lashes out at him. She is telling him in no uncertain terms, this is all his fault. And of course, we viewers know it's not. This could be a real problem for after this mess is all cleared up. Nikki tells Victoria she has a plan to take down Jordan. She's going to message her on Claire's phone, go meet her, basically throw herself out there as bait. Victoria tries to talk her out of it. And then when she can't talk her mom out of it, she says that she and Cole will help. Cole doesn't think it's a good idea either. Nikki doesn't want Victor or Nick to know because she thinks they will try to stop her. Lily wants Billy Abbott off the board at Chancellor Winters and makes that very clear to him. But then they wind up in a board meeting where Devon kind of blindsides everybody by making a motion to have Nate put back on the board. He says that it is what Neil would have wanted. Jill and Billy vote no, and Abby and Devon vote yes. And that leaves Lily with the deciding vote. Pretty awkward because that's her cousin, but she also is, you know, Jill's her mentor. So it's very, very messy. And that comes after Billy tries to spend some time talking Lily into them grabbing the reins at Chancellor Winters and running it and shoving everybody else aside. And of course, she thinks this is his risk-taking gambling behavior. And I don't disagree. Tuesday, April 23rd, Jill is having to do damage control because everything is falling apart at the top at Chancellor Winters. Maybe Johnson is back this week and she's stirring the pot. Victor decides he just needs to handle this Jordan thing himself. And Nikki heads out to meet Jordan with some help from Victoria Newman. And she's in the alleyway, the same alley where Jordan found that gas that she used to burn down her house and where they also met Michael and Victor with her. So it's obviously just a good set they want to keep using. Wednesday, April 24th, we are going to meet Ashley Abbott's new alter. I am calling her Blanche, just like from Streetcar Named Desire, because she has a thick accent, asking for tequila with a lime. I can do that because I have Southern family. Yeah, it's a very, like, Alabama, very sultry accent. This is her third and final alter, in addition to Ms. Abbott, who's the one who wants to kill Tucker and frame Audra for it, and Ash, who is the young girl. And of course, poor Ashley is just trapped in there in the mix. Nikki tries to cut a deal with Jordan. She wants to get Claire and Harrison away from her safely, and this is just getting more tense by the moment. And Kyle finds out something that absolutely stuns him on Wednesday. And that takes us into Thursday, April 25th, when Victoria and Cole are reminiscing. Remember, he kissed her the other day. I wonder if they are going to keep him around or if he's still on this, you know, storyline related arc and will be leaving. Victor comes up with another plan, a new plan to take down Jordan. She seems to always be two moves ahead. We'll see how that goes. And Jack gets disturbing news. So I wonder if it's the same news that Kyle got or word that Kyle found out the day before. Friday, April 26, Devon remains one move ahead of Billy. He doesn't like Billy being around. He thinks he should go back to Jabot. Billy's trying to take over. Billy's doing his usual Billy behavior. Tracy gets to meet Blanche, Ashley's newest personality, the Southern Belle, and I believe this is going to alarm her, because if you remember this week, at the end of the week, Ashley was ready to go in for treatment, and obviously it doesn't happen. So I don't know if she slips away from them or starts fighting them. I don't know. And Audra makes a sincere promise to Tucker on Friday. And then that takes us into the week of April 29th through May 3rd, where we are fully into May sweeps. Ashley's new altar wreaks havoc and could pose another problem for Tucker and Audra. Her personalities, those three, are eager to avoid therapy because they know if Ashley gets therapy, then they're going to be destroyed. They're going to be gone. So they are trying to avoid that at all costs, even the young girl who's more benevolent. Very soon, Ashley's psychiatrist friend from Paris shows up. I honestly thought he was another figment of her imagination, but he's real. YNR has cast Christopher Cousins to play Dr. Alan Laurent starting on Tuesday, April 30th. Jordan is still going to be running amok in the first full week of May, although the net is tightening on her with her holding Harrison, Claire, and now Nikki. That's a lot of balls in the air, a lot of things to keep straight. I think it's going to be a problem. And Jordan is coming to the end of her finale. Her villain arc is almost done. Claire, in particular, is going to be very difficult for Jordan to manage because Claire's got so much more motive now to fight back. Before, if you remember when Jordan kidnapped her and had her tied to that wheelchair at the abandoned fishing cabin, Claire at that time didn't think the Newmans would tolerate her, much less welcome her into the family. And even so, she helped save Nikki. And this time, Claire's got a whole lot more reasons to shut down her crazy aunt. So I picture a big, big battle between those two. Adam is increasingly frustrated about Connor. I don't think he's going to stay out of it for too much longer. The power struggle at the top of Chancellor Winters continues, Devon. Abby, Nate, and Mamie are facing off with Billy and Jill, and Lily is finding herself torn. And the lawsuit against Chancellor Winters should pick up speed as we head into sweeps as well. Those are all the 2 week spoilers I have for you. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see and come back soon. We're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week on your number one soap opera spoilers channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.